Android App Addicts, episode number 412. It's a dual show tonight, just two hosts tonight. Mark, not only is it two hosts, but we're on the wrong night. I had to switch to Wednesday because my daughter and son have a concert tomorrow on Thursday, our normal recording night. So and this whole month is just messed up because of holidays, so it's going to be on Wednesday all month. So if you want to come listen live and you're free on a Wednesday night, 8 o'clock Eastern time, no, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock Eastern time, 8 o'clock Central time, and you just want to join live, you can go to Android App Addicts live website at podnuts.com/live and then click the Android App Addicts. And I'm joined here tonight with one of our other hosts. So it's Eric and Dor tonight. How you doing, Dor?
Hey, Eric. I'm doing pretty good. I will say I almost like the idea of this midweek recording. I don't know why, but it seems like it isn't as stressful. Thursday, for some reason, all day, I was like, I got to make sure I got apps. Don't forget I got the show. Make sure I come down early. Set up early. Got to set up the screens. Got to set up the OBS. Got to make sure everything's set. Tonight, it was just like, hey, you know, it's 8 o'clock. Yeah, I'll go downstairs and I'll get ready. And, you know, it was easy.
Maybe you don't have Mark here pressuring you. That's probably it. And Mark, I got to say, he is actually at his kids' band concert tonight. So it must be the season for band concerts.
Yeah, I know my oldest one is coming up very soon. By that, I mean, I have no idea when it's coming. I'm sure the wife will say, tonight's the band concert, like I've been telling you for weeks.
she probably has. She just tuned it out or something. It's probably on the calendar if you look upstairs on the fridge.
She always sends me calendar invites too.
Oh, really?
But not to my main Gmail account. So doesn't matter if I accept them or whatever. I never see them on my calendar.
How efficient of a wife, man. I can honestly say I've never received a calendar invite from anyone in my immediate family.
I got to say, it surprises me at times how she tries. Like, she also asked if I wanted to buy my oldest son a Kano Raspberry Pi device, which it's $125.
Whoa.
Little box, you open it up, keyboard, Raspberry Pi, case, speaker, so you can let the kid put it together and experience building a quote-unquote computer for less than $200. And I thought, wait a minute, am I dead and this is a dream, or is she testing me?
Wow.
Because this is not my wife talking. She's been replaced by like a alien clone or something.
Sounds like she's been hanging out with Dor too much. Did you see those the company that's taking old Commodore 64s and Atari computers and stuff and retrofitting Raspberry Pis in them and making the keyboards work? I thought that's pretty cool. I thought.
I think I saw a Amiga and a Commodore 64 like that, and they're cool for nostalgia reasons, just, you know, to have.
Yeah. I got two TI-99/4As still in my dad's garage I could play with. Nice. But they still work, actually. There's still some software for them that I got on cassette tapes. I don't know if those work.
Nice.
Yeah, they might not work. Speech synthesizer and all. So, Dor, you got any apps this week? We're a day earlier. That's one less day.
We are, and I'm trying to figure out, Eric, what do you think is more crowd-pleasing? The game, the board game Risk, or the board game Life?
If you're having a party and inviting people over?
Yes.
Oh, well,
I'm gonna guess
this is a tough one because I've never played Risk, and I despise the game of Life.
Well, then let's go with Life. At least we've experienced it. Hasbro has released more than a couple games, okay? The game of Life, Risk, Monopoly Here and Now, just because it has Here and Now after it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not real Monopoly.
Well, it is, but the money's different. You actually spend $1 million on a building instead of 500.
That's not good.
My son prefers to play that when we play the board game of it.
That's not good. And they've put after the names of the games big screen edition. So if you look at any of the icons and it says big screen, what it is your board, your game board is on the television set, but you have your own view of the game via your device. So this is a Chromecastable type game.
Nice.
I don't know if this has done any quote unquote good, to be very honest. I just saw about it today. It's Hasbro, so they should be able to get some pull behind them, is my logic. But the games they have are Risk, The Game of Life, Monopoly, Yahtzee Blitz, Catchphrase Blitz, and Scrabble Blitz Fun. This really could be a good use for a Chromecast and a holiday party in order to have some festivities and some fun and some playful fun between people. So yeah, I really don't know how much true fun this would be, any of these, but if you have family for the holidays and they have devices and phones, it might be a good use case for your Chromecast in order to you know, keep Aunt Sally and Uncle Don from getting in fistfights.
I would love to try the game of Monopoly. The only thing that I would be worried, one strategic part of Monopoly that's good with having cards is that you can see the other people's properties laying in front of them, and then you can kind of plan out how you're going to swap and trade later, you know, and, you know.
Really? I was going to say the best thing about Monopoly strategy is that you can steal money.
Steal money?
From the bank. Yeah, whenever I played it as a kid, it was always somebody I was playing with who would try to steal money from the bank because they were losing.
Wow.
Like, no, man. I'm just getting change for this 100. How? You didn't have 100.
Wow, you play with the wrong kids, man. Yes, I don't know that I've ever caught anybody cheating at Monopoly. Because by the time it gets to the point where you need to cheat, you're both tired and you just want to get the game over with at that point anyway. It's been, you know, 4 hours. You'd rather be outside playing, but now you just got to finish this game for the, you know, to say that you didn't want to quit her.
Right.
Yeah, cool. I would try out the Monopoly one. I'm not going to even let anybody know about the other one. Now, I don't have four. See, I've got an Apple user in the house. So we've got three on Android and one on Apple. She might just have to just watch. And not get to participate, I guess.
Well, and this would be a reason, I would say, to keep old phones around the house, sitting in front of the TV just for this kind of thing.
$5.99 for in-app purchases. Maybe you can buy Boardwalk for $5.
Ah, yeah.
All right. Well, I've got a game not nearly as cool as that one, or those ones. I've got one called, it's called Stickman Football. So my son didn't want to play Madden with me. So I needed to find a fix for that football game on my device. And I kept trying to find GameStick compatible football games, and I just never had any luck. Now this one may be GameStick compatible, but I don't think it is. I never did find one to use it, but I did play it with just the on-screen, and it's okay. I mean, it's got kind of the like Tecmo Bowl look, I guess, from back in the day, kind of top down. You pick your own plays, just like a good football game would. The passing is a little odd. You can't really pick your receiver too well. I couldn't tell. You got to kind of throw it in the direction of the way you want to throw it. You got to be pointing your quarterback the way you want to throw the ball. If you're running laterally, you're going to throw the ball right out of bounds. And it doesn't hold your hand enough. I was able to punt on first down if I wanted to. Now, after I accidentally made that call, I found no way to get it out of there without trying for a punt. So that was kind of messed up. I didn't mean to punt on the first down, especially after that great interception I had. But so it's Stickman Football. It's a freebie by Dingy Works. They make like all the Stickman games, including another one I will probably bring later during this show.
I don't understand Stickman. Is it just people too lazy to make texture maps for people or what?
Yeah, because maybe it's so it can run on older hardware easily, I guess.
Well, I don't know. I mean, because my logic is, if you want to be cheap about stuff, just make blocks. You know what I mean? Just make blocks. So, I don't know. The mechanics of this to me are almost like Joe Montana football, but definitely looks better than that. What I really wish, Eric, I can tell you what I really wish this would have is the ability to play like local LAN multiplayer, to where I could be offense, you could be defense, something like that, because that would be good. Because, you know, fighting a computer, one of two things is going to happen. after you play it enough. A, you're going to learn all the little idiosyncrasies and all the ways you can game the game and pull this off. Or you're going to learn that the computer will always cheat to beat you.
Yeah.
It's always one or two.
Yeah. I did learn on the kickoffs, if you can stay like to the left after you grab the kickoff and get all the guys bunched up on the left-hand side, then just run right, and you can cut around the corner and get and head down the field. That's a little nice pro tip for my for our friends out there who actually will download and install the Stickman football game.
Gotcha. Well, this is E for Everyone, which I can say it is very family-friendly looking. Completely free. Does have some sort of in-app purchases, but it is 33,000 reviews. So this is definitely a popular game.
Yep. You know something I get annoyed by is tablets with a vibrator buzzer in them. I don't understand.
Okay.
Does your dual boot tablet have a buzzer in it?
Yeah, but I always just turn it towards mute.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do here.
Well, and honestly, I've done that on every device since my Droid X. I literally despise vibrate on anything just because I hate, to me, it's almost more annoying to be in a meeting talking to someone and then having the entire table go zzz.
Yeah, it's like, right.
Know, come on. What the hell is that?
That's true.
And I never once was able to feel the vibration in my pocket. So it didn't help there. So I just would go either have the noise on or mute it.
Are your legs numb?
No, I just never felt it.
Okay. I just wondered if it was like you can't smell, so and you can't feel vibrations in your legs. I don't know if there was some story behind that.
My wife says I'm like mentally numb, so maybe I could have something to
do. I can't even find the volume on my tablet when I swipe down from the top.
Home settings, sounds, volumes.
Yeah, but shouldn't it be like a very quick...
All depends on the OS. Some of the ones have it right there. Some of the ones, once you hit a volume key, you can hit a thing on the right-hand side, then it will expand and show you
all the volumes. Oh, yeah. I suppose I could use the volume.
Some of them. Only some of them. So, yeah, on mine, the one thing I don't like about my phone is unless I'm playing a media sound, for me to change the media volume, home, settings, sound, volumes.
Hmm.
Okay, what I'm going to bring next, Eric, I don't really like the idea of a $5 Android game, but, I'm pretty sure I'm going to buy this thing, okay? I think this is pronounced Erlon Forge and Flame 3D RPG Crescent Moon Games T for Teen $4.99 to buy. This is by a top developer. I encourage everyone to go watch the video for this. This is World of Warcraft style gameplay is what I gather, because the fights are not true interactive, where you hit attack and then you just watch your guy just swing his sword. You don't actually control any attacking is what I gather.
Okay.
But graphically, I am very, very impressed by this game. And by the looks of it and what I read about it, it should have a good depth of gameplay as well. I'm sure the computer AI isn't the smartest, best in the world, but on this kind of game, I don't want the hard part to be individual fighting. But it even has stuff like riding on a horse, which looks epic, running through fields, which looks epic. The battles look fair, you know, they look decent. But I'm really just impressed by this graphics engine.
It seems so familiar to me, like this was part two of another game or something. Even when I saw the original icon for it, it looked really familiar. I'm not sure why.
I honestly don't know. This could be a part two or second generation of a game that I just didn't pick up on. But also, looking at this, all of the controls that I'm seeing on screen will be super simple and easy to match with the GPD or any game controller type of gameplay. So $4.99, I do plan on getting the kid like a $25 or more gift card for Google Play.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This might be one of the games that my kid buys.
Yeah, I handed my Nexus 7 down to my son, so I'm probably looking at the same thing too. Oh, speaking of game controllers, you know, remember I told you guys last week about that Android box, TV box I got? It's got 1 gig of memory and stuff. Yeah. So I've been messing with that and starting to learn how to actually, I mean, there's just so many channels on this thing. So I started to install some games on it. I don't know if it's got Bluetooth. I don't think it does. So the game controller.
A fair amount of them don't, I will say that.
Yeah. So I was really impressed on how the 2.4 gigahertz or whatever Logitech keyboard worked, you know, just plug and play. But I was a little disappointed that it wouldn't take my Bluetooth gamepad. And then I'm wondering if I could add a USB Bluetooth adapter to it, if it would even know what that is. Probably not.
I'll say yes and no. If it's the kind of USB Bluetooth adapter, because there's two, let me rephrase that. There's two kinds of USB wireless adapters you can get. There's the kind that is dedicated to work with only that device. I guarantee you that will work.
Hmm.
But if it's a true Bluetooth device where you connect the Bluetooth dongle via USB and then you have to configure it, I honestly don't know, Eric. That's a real wild card as far as I'm concerned.
I did email the manufacturer just to ask them if there was any way that they knew of. So, and I haven't heard back from them yet. So I'm going there. I'm pretty sure I have a generic Bluetooth adapter around, but I think it's probably pretty old and probably may not work. So I don't know. I'll wait and hear what they say. I think you can pick them up for a couple bucks, so it might be worth a try. Because I'm using the Amazon Fire controller is the Bluetooth one that I've got.
Well, that's a good controller. I mean, I've heard very good reviews on that thing.
It's worked well with everything I've used it with, yeah. I mean, it's a little clickier than your Xbox controller. You know, it's not maybe as fluid or smooth, but no, it's fine for me.
Well, yeah, I mean, the enemy of completion and success is perfection. You can't expect everything to be perfect. But as long as it works, that's the bottom line.
I've got another app. You know what? I've got another game, but I'm gonna bring this one first. I don't know how I missed this. I don't know how I missed this app before, or how we, in our little Voxer worlds, weren't using this or tried it. It's called Slack. Have you heard of that?
You mean the messaging?
Yeah.
Like community? Yeah. Yeah. We brought this a while ago.
Did we? I thought I searched for it and I didn't see it in there. That's why it seemed like we should have, but I didn't see it in there in our list.
Yeah. I definitely brought this.
Or I spelled it wrong.
No. I know we had a minor boo-boo on our spreadsheet where we did lose some shows.
Okay. Well, we don't have to get into it too much. I got a somebody
episode 169.
Oh, okay.
So it was a while ago.
So one of the commander of the police department gives me this Inc. magazine and said, and had the founder of Slack on the cover and says, if you don't already use Slack at work, you will be. Say goodbye to email. That was on the cover of Inc. magazine, INC.
Yes. Say goodbye to food. We're going to become breatharians.
So I'm like, okay, well, I guess I've never used my future app. So I did start up an Android App Addicts team and invited you and Mark just today. So
when? I was going to say, I don't remember seeing the email.
Just today. And I don't even know if I had your emails right when I put it in because I was just kind of in a hurry. So you might not ever see it. But I don't know. It reminds me of like a Voxer without the instant message talking part. And you can also throw all your Gmails and email into it, too, and keep, like, everything in one place, basically, is the way I saw it.
Well, something tells me that they're begging to be bought by Google, because if you look at the video on the Play Store, it near the end, like, 54 seconds or so, 50 seconds, they're literally ripping off the Google logo, is what it looks like to me, just obsessively ripping off the Google Now logo.
Huh.
There's almost nothing I can say bad about Slack except for hipsters love it. But what I'll say is it's one of those things that you have to have complete group buy-in or else it's useless and worthless. So you have to be doing a team thing and have everyone on it at the same time, answering things, responding to things, posting progress, or else it's useless. But what it did have, I did think was pretty cool. So I'm more than willing to try this. I'm more than willing to play with this, see what we can get going. But I know I ran this for well over a month with Knucklehead Tech and a couple other guys, and it was just, okay. The best thing about it was I could post pictures of goats to annoy Knucklehead Tech.
That's important. Goatsy or just goats?
Just goats.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm okay with Voxer. I wish Mark Cockrell was on Voxer. You know that now?
He just doesn't answer you.
No, he's never talked to me. But maybe I should reach out to him on there.
No. Kind of like sometimes when people Vox you, it takes you a week to get them back. Kind of the same thing with Mark.
Okay, fair enough. So I set this up. I don't know. We can try it. It seems like maybe we may have tried. I remember when Voxer was new, we tried a bunch of stuff. You know, and this may be one of them. You know, Sean and we tried them. This might have been one. I don't know. I was just surprised by that headline. And I guess that's what I get for even having a news, you know, having somebody give me a magazine made out of paper. That should have been my first clue.
For anyone to say goodbye to email, you know, it's marketing mumbo jumbo rigmarole. I mean, no. Email has been around now for 30 plus years. The protocol has not really changed that much. The interfaces really haven't had to change that much. How in the hell can you say goodbye to Slack when you and me, I mean, for you to say goodbye to it, first it has to be ubiquuitous. Everyone has to be on it or have access.
Say goodbye to email.
Yeah.
Or say hello to Slack.
Because,
you
can't say goodbye to email. Trust me, I hate email. I hate it. But yeah, no, this is no. It's interesting.
Yeah.
But the hipsters love it.
Well, we're all hipsters, kind of. I got a beard. I don't know what it takes to be a hipster. There's no hipster. I don't think there's any hipsters here where I live. How do you identify a hipster? Say if you're at your Christmas party.
Easy way, put out like a six packs of a Pabst Blue Ribbon or Natty Bow or something like real cheap, disgusting beer. And like put next to it like a flannel shirt and see if they both go missing.
So, okay, Coors Light's probably too good for them, right? Coors Light's not.
Coors Light's way too popular. Coors Light's like what their parents drink.
Okay, so it's
or a record player, like a LP album player.
Yeah.
Set that out. If they, you know, if that disappears, I guarantee you have
hipsters. I totally might be a hipster. I don't even know it. I've got a record player. Oh, no. Is that not bad, though? Is it? I don't have a Whole Foods. Is that cool? Are we good?
Well, that definitely helps. That helps.
I
don't know.
Boy, I might have to start looking up Wikipedia just finding out exactly what I am.
I don't know. We got to change the subject. Okay. I saw this, and I literally laughed, because this is the kind of thing I could bring to the show, and I know our former host, not our current host that's absent, but our former host, would go off on it for a good 15-20 minutes complaining about it. Truck Simulator 16 by Astragon Entertainment GmbH, which is a Great Britain.
Actually, it's Truck Simulation 16.
Oh, sorry.
But with no space between the word truck and simulation.
Right, so it's a truck simulation. Truck simulation.
Truck simu. Latian.
Trucks emulation. $2.99. That's not a lot. In-app purchases. Maybe it gets you cushioned seats. I don't know.
I love the name of the truck. Man.
Man. Something tells me this is accurate in the sense of this is an incredibly boring thing.
Do you have...
You get a truck, you pick a truck, you customize it, and then you drive it around Europe.
Do you have to... Oh, around Europe. Well, that could make it exciting because you're on the wrong side of the road. But do you have to back in? Oh, then it's not even. It should be a Lordy Simulation 16, right? Isn't that what they call them over there?
Oh, no. Well, sometimes. It matters the make and model.
But do you have to do the backing in and docking of your trailer? That's where truck driving would get a little exciting for me, at least.
I don't know. But there is a tow thing. So you can be driving down the road and like detach your load and just go crazy.
Nice.
I don't know. But it's take true to life, real trucks. Take control of true to life real truck.
Well, this shows me that I know nothing. It says faithfully reproduced tractor units licensed by man. So man must be a real truck over in Britain.
Man must be the European version of Mac.
It could be.
Is what I'm guessing.
That could be.
That's what I can guess.
Yeah. Well, I probably wouldn't do too good just being on the left side of the street. That could throw a little something to make it different. Is it free to try? No, it's not.
No, $2.99.
I wish it was free to try. I would like to try it just to. Yeah. But you didn't try it?
I'm tempted. I am really, really, really tempted to buy it, but no, I've not bought it yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to either. I will try one that's free down the road, though. They should have at least showed you backing it into a dock. That's got to be the hard part. Other than dealing with the other people driving on the road with you, which is probably really the hard part.
Right.
All right. I've got... We should do some emails. We do have quite a few emails.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So, Patreon, guys. Patreon. Where can people, first of all, where can people sign up for Patreon if they want to help us out and support the show?
Easiest way to support us is to go to Patreon, patreon.com/AndroidAppAddicts.
Okay. And so a lot of people have done that. We got a bunch of emails here. Joe Licata, he pledged some to Patreon. He's pledged $2. Which is twice as much as what Mark was requesting. So that's, he went way above and beyond. Then we got some, Chris Brown pledged $5. Thank you, Chris. Let's see, we had some more, I thought, too.
Yeah, Alfred changed over. He's one of the guys that changed over from a normal PayPal donation to a Patreon, which means he's now literally going to get something in return. We were paying PayPal a percentage to process that transaction. Now we're paying Patreon to process that transaction. So to me, it makes no difference to me. The difference is now he's getting exclusive content in the deal.
Yeah.
And we have UK Treats, I always called him. What do you call him?
I'm sure I'm wrong. I'm saying Ucky Treats, but it'd be like UK. Ucky Treats. UKY Treats.
I think Ucky actually is probably... Right. Because it's one of those things, go with your instincts.
Okay, it's Ucky Treats. It sounds delicious.
I'm sure it is.
My dog loves those.
Yeah.
But Ucky Treats pledged $4. Now, Alfred, not only does he get the exclusive content and early access to the podcast, like the same night that we actually record it, like hours, maybe an hour, maybe an hour and a half after we are done, but he also got mentioned now, where he didn't probably get mentioned when he was supporting the show. On the other way.
True. Now, we did hit the 100 per month goal, which means now I'm doing more editing, which in fact I've actually been doing for 4 weeks now or so. But now it's official.
So now you're going to have like hipster backgrounds behind me on my green screen?
No. So now what happens is when I upload the show and share it to Patreon, you get a trim down. As soon as you hit play, we start talking. The show is starting. When we stop talking, the show is officially stopped. So you're getting the video form of the audio show. If you don't do that, if you don't get to Patreon, and you just go to our YouTube channel, you're going to see a bunch of pre-show jibber-jabber, flibber-flabber beforehand and afterhand some of the times. And some people I can find don't want that whatsoever.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, that Patreon version of the video will not be posted public to YouTube, and only Patreon people will have access to it. But for now, everyone has access to it. The audio I try to publish less than an hour after we do the show, is the exact same audio as what gets published to the podnuts.com Android App Addicts RSS feed 4 days later. So you get it 3 days ahead of time.
That's cool. Honestly, some of the best stuff's before and after the show, though.
It depends.
No, it depends on what you like. If you like a lot of dead airspace and just confusion generally, then yes.
Well, some people like to go into the sausage factory. Some people don't.
Ooh, that's a good way to put it. Some people just like to eat the sausage and not know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. That's fair. All right. No other emails? Just some Patreon call-outs this week, right? Hey, bring your...
Uh,
Bring your emails, guys. I did have a couple emails, though. Some people asked some questions about the AMZ review trader that Mark and I have been talking about and that Doors banning himself from using. You email me stuff, or Mark or any of us. You email us questions. We'll answer you. You don't have to be. I don't have to read it on the air. If it's more of a personal nature to you or me, you know, that's fine. My email's eric@podnuts.com. And you can always reach out to me there or hit me up on Google Plus if you've got a more general question that other people may be interested in the answer to.
Yeah, a guy who wanted to contact us, apparently the PM system in the forums, in Podnuts forums, is broke. We do say every show, aaa@podnuts.com. So there's a really easy way to contact us.
That's true. There's a lot of beer chat. And so the people who are listening on live, the PM might not be working in our chat, but there is a chat room going on the whole time we're doing this show, and they're talking about beer in there right now. Everybody is. So that's a good subject to talk about. I've got another app, and it goes right along the app I had earlier as far as being Stickman. And I still don't have an answer as to why they make things Stickman. But this one is called Gung Fu, G-U-N space F-U, Stickman Edition. Gung Fu Stickman Edition. And basically what it does is puts you on a piece of graph paper with a stick man with a gun. And you start out with like a bubble gum gun, where you're just launching bubble gum balls out of your gun and shooting other. And basically it's almost, the gameplay is almost like Ant Smasher, because basically all you have to do is touch on, just tap on the other bad guys, and that's how you shoot them. And when you can't keep up anymore, then they'll hit you. I guess it's paintball gun that it has, not gumballs. Mm. It's a simple time killer in line. See how far you can make it without getting shot.
Yeah. See, this is the ant. What did you call it?
Like ant smasher, kind
of. Yeah, that is a great description of this game, because that's what it basically is. You're in the middle of the screen. People are starting out slowly coming in towards the center at you. You just got to tap and kill them.
Yep.
But it's a good name, even though you tell it to somebody, they'll never find it in the app store.
Gun Fu?
Gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gun Fu. Excuse me, did you say Kung Fu?
No, I said G-U-N-F-U.
Yeah, I would have a problem.
There was a funny post that Jim Mead put on Google Plus today. It said, Slinkies. Some people are like Slinkies. They're not really that useful, but they make you smile when you push them down the stairs or something like that. Pretty, I thought that was,
it's good.
Yeah.
Inventive. Made you read it before at the very end. You figured out, oh.
You got an app door?
Yes, I do. I mean, supposed to do this one bit of documentation.
So also, we do take voicemails, too, that we haven't had for a while. And it's, was it 706? What's our voicemail number? 706
Podnut.
706 Podnut.
7076 Podnut, which I don't know how in the hell I'm able to remember that number.
7076 Podnut. Right. Yeah, we haven't had a voicemail in a long time, guys.
Yeah, and I really do like voicemails, I will say that. Okay, I'm going to bring this game here, Eric. This is another $4.99 game, which I'm really, you know, they're not playing around. Lego Ninjago Shadow of Ronin. Everyone 10 and up. Warner Brothers Interactive or International Enterprises, $4.99. Top developer. Let me tell you something. These Lego games are not playing around. They are really bumping up the quality. I will say that. This is not some little kid's Lego game. I did buy this one, and my youngest one sucked at it. He did not make it far at all.
Hmm.
My oldest one, oh yeah, he definitely had some fun with this. This was much closer to being like a Lego Batman or a Lego Star Wars level of game. This was definitely worth easily $4.99.
Is there a lot of content to it? Like the game to play through it would be hours probably, huh?
The impression I got from him playing it, even if he was near perfect, it would take him well over an hour, probably two or more hours to go through everything.
Hmm. Now, these Lego games, I remember them back, and there was always like a table or something, and you just have to click back and forth and build something. Do they still incorporate that kind of thing in these newer Lego games, do you know?
You will once in a while, by once in a while, I mean every like 10 or 30 seconds, walk up to something, and you'll see either Legos in a pile, like not put together, or you'll see some Legos put together on a wall, put together, but they'll be shimmering or shining. And when you interact with them, you auto magically build something.
Yeah.
And it's always to help you get through the level. So you either like take something apart, like a light, you take apart a light and you build a platform, or you have a pile of stuff and you build a bridge. It always does that kind of thing.
That's cool. Hey, I just had an idea. I think people should let us know what they got for Christmas after Christmas. If Android related, you know, if they got some, like if they got the coolest wife in the world and got them some kind of tablet or something that they weren't expecting, let us know. Because usually, I don't know how you are, Dor, but anything that has to do with tech or something like that, she doesn't even consider buying me any of that stuff because she knows I either already got it myself or I would probably not like the one she picked out. But some people got to rock that, just get it right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, I mean, what my wife wants to buy me is, like, shirts and better razor blades because she always wants me clean-shaven.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't like being clean-shaven.
Do you use electric or blades?
No, right now I'm hooked on the Harry's.
Yeah?
The one that is sponsoring everybody's podcast, except for ours, because I don't want them to sponsor.
You like them, though? Because I always hear the ads, and I'm always thinking, yeah, maybe I should do that.
Look, Eric, I'll just put it like this. I have really sensitive skin, and sometimes when I shave with Harry's, I do feel a little tenderness right down at the very bottom of my beard, because I'm a neck beard kind of guy. But most of the time, it is the smoothest, easiest shave. Huh. When the razor is like brand new, and by brand new, for the first 4 or 5 times you shave, you can literally shave as fast as you want to shave, and it just cuts through everything. After like 5 or more shavings is when it actually starts to slow down. You can feel a little pull to your skin. Yeah.
Well, thanks for the review, Dor, because I always hear the Harry's, and then there's the Dollar Shave Club, and I always wonder if...
Yeah, the Dollar Shave Club I had was horrible. Really? That blade was not good. It was just like going to the supermarket, and the only difference was you spent less money. Harry's, you spend less money, and the blade was ridiculous.
Because they bought their own German factory, man. But
I don't know what they did, but it's only $15 and I can get you a code or whatever to bring it down to, I think, $10.
Cool.
Well worth the gamble.
Because I use Gillette Good News and
I've used them for years. You literally use it once or twice and then throw it away.
No, I use them for way longer than they should be.
You're crazy, man.
Look at my face, man. What am I going to do? Like, yeah, I can't really hurt this, you know, it's already messed up pretty bad. Well, I don't think I have any more apps, Dor. I don't. What do you got in your tank, man?
Let me take a quick just scroll through. Okay, yeah. I got a couple I'm going to bring really quick. One is, this is just pure nerd stuff, and if you don't like it, I don't care. What I like about this is the kind of thing where if I show it to anybody outside the norm, they won't know what the hell is going on. They'll think I have an infection on my phone or something. It's called Root Live Boot, and it's by Chainfire. Chainfire is a well-established Root hardcore developer kind of guy. This is E for Everyone, completely free. Of course, you need Root, and what it basically does is, if you remember back in the day, when your computer booted, you would first see text scroll by really quick, and then a logo would pop up. What this does is it allows you to uncover all of the processes that are starting up, and it's basically showing you what is like the log file output of when you boot up. So there is a bunch of stuff that just flies by the screen ridiculously fast. Then there's a couple of things that slow it down that take a couple seconds, and then it spits out another couple hundred lines kind of thing. This is nerddom.
Yeah,
that's what this is, and I'm okay with saying that.
So it looks like a live bootloader.
This is when you reboot your phone. This is what you see.
Okay. You don't.
This is literally modifying the boot screen.
So you don't see the spinning Samsung pink and orange or whatever.
Right. And I'm sure this will not work on every phone compatibility. This app supports 4.3 and newer, but is really aimed at 5.0 type devices. It's free. If you have Root,
yeah.
I cannot believe this will actually damage your device and cause it to be unbootable.
So I, speaking of viruses, you said somebody might think that this is a virus on your phone. I quote-unquote fixed a virus on an Android phone today. Quote-unquote fixed, quote-unquote virus. So the person who gave me their phone, every time that they turned the phone off, turned it back on, did everything they thought, but every time that they would go into their internet, it would pop up a warning about porn or something, and they were going to get sued. And I've never seen that on an Android phone before.
Okay, so they changed the browser's homepage?
I couldn't get anywhere past it, though. It was a splash screen. Yeah, I guess okay. I couldn't.
Did you first just go into home, settings, apps, the browser, clear default, clear cache?
Yeah, that's how I fixed it.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, basically I went into apps and I drug it up. You know, I dragged it to the top and did app info.
Right.
And it wasn't the Chrome browser. It was like the native browser. Well, it was, you know, the Samsung browser, whatever that is.
Yeah. The default browser in devices a year or older is, I don't want to say even exploitable because that's too strong of a word. It is vulnerable to this kind of hijack.
Yeah. That's what I told this person. I'm going to go, the browser that comes with the computer is kind of like your Windows browser that comes with the computer. You use it to download Chrome or Firefox, and then that's what it's good for. Don't use this anymore. Use Chrome, since they had Chrome installed on it. Just use Chrome, and this will never happen again. Whatever happened. I'm not asking questions.
Right. Well, and I'll say this. I still don't care what people say. I have no problem standing on a mountain and calling them out as, by God, liars. Everyone, Eric, was freaking out about stage fright. Stage fright, it's so bad. Stage fright, it's so bad. Stage fright, it's so bad. How many people do you know, have you yourself been affected by stage fright vulnerabilities? Have you been exploited by stage fright? Or have anyone you know has been exploited by stage fright? The answer is hell no.
I've never even read a Google Plus post of anybody who, you know, I follow a lot of people on Google Plus. I've never even read anywhere that anybody had it.
You would need to literally be on like a Droid X2 or something ridiculously old, A, to even be really, truly vulnerable, and B, you have to be targeted for such a thing. The likelihood of a bad guy sending out a million of these malformed text messages hoping to get one or two. No. Who in the security world does not realize people are after money now? Haven't you seen CryptoLocker? There ain't no money to be made from a stage fright exploit, you stupid, stupid, stupid tech journalist out there. Stop talking about Android exploits until they can make money off of them, because until then, they really don't exist in the wild.
Now, one thing I do hear, which, I don't know, maybe people don't talk about it much, but I hear a lot of, and I just had a sister-in-law come to my house the other day. Yeah, I had to reset my iPad. I'm like, what? Why?
Yeah.
Well, it just froze up. Oh, I didn't think Apple products did that. Oh yeah, it does a lot. Every so often you just got to reset it because it freezes up and won't do anything. Oh well, I've had a couple Nexuses that, unless I did something myself as far as rooting and ROMing incorrectly or something, I've never really had that where I was forced to reset my whole device over a freeze, you know, or something like that.
Right. If it's old and it's had multiple upgrades to the operating system, I've heard of people having issues with Apple devices. But I mean, it's like anything else. Over time, you need to nuke and pave.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did want to bring one more app.
Yeah.
And it's specifically for you.
Oh, thank you, Dor.
By name only.
Oh.
That's the bad thing.
Okay.
It's called The Executive.
Ooh.
Because, you know, why not? It's by Noodle Cake Studios, T for Teen, $2.99. It is pretty new. Basically, you're an executive in a building that's been overrun by supernatural and werewolves.
Yeah.
And your goal is basically to, I believe, make it out of the building alive.
Dude, this is a cool looking game. It's got werewolves and pinatas.
Yes, werewolves, piñatas, and then it had like some big slime block that you have to defeat, and it does some wall walking.
Centaurs, all kinds of. Yeah, this is neat. How much is this game?
$2.99. I would encourage you with a Google Play credit, maybe look at buying it, but you know, don't go in your pocket.
Everything is Google Play credit. I just made 33 cents right before the show.
That's what I basically do now. But once in a while, my logic is like once a month or so, I actually buy a game. This is one of those simple, stupid, fun. And once you hear Noodle Cake Studios, most of the time there's Noodle Cake games. They're not very in-depth, is what I'm going to say. They're very fluffy, froofy, footloose, fancy-free, short, fun games. So you could have some fun with this. I don't know how long you would actually play it.
Well, this is
$2.99.
This is like a platformer, but your platform and your person in the platform game takes up most of the screen. Your player is huge. It's kind of like the fighting games. You know, the something versus something.
Yeah,
fight.
Yeah, Street Fighter.
Yeah, Street Fighter. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Noodle Cake, I like Noodle Cake, but $2.99 seems a touch much for even.
It does, yeah. It does seem a little high for this one.
But it's called The Executive, so it can't be that bad, right?
It's got to be good. I wonder if they've got a game called The Manager. I'll have to look after the show.
They should.
They have to by now. Well, Dor, this was kind of a nice dual show. I don't know. I don't remember just doing a show with the two of us. If we did, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I was going to bring an app that we already brought, because I think there's probably 20 listeners who listen just to see if Steve C just makes an appearance. You know, they just hang it. They don't really like us that much, but they really liked Steve, and they keep hoping they'll just hear him when they listen. But there's a really nice keyboarding app that I was checking out, but it was way above my head. I didn't know what I was doing. So we'll save that one for later. Dor, you got anything to say to the people before we end it off? Any Christmas advice for the listener?
I just hope everyone has a good holiday season. Hope everyone has enough time to take off of work, not stress. Visit family, visit friends, be safe. Literally, people, this is the deadliest time of the year, okay? I'm the guy that just party poops right over everything. This is the most deadly time of the year. This is when you really do need to pay attention. Be careful when you're driving home. Pay attention. Be careful when you're doing something in your garage. Or be careful, pay attention, you climb up a ladder to put up Christmas lights or whatever. This is the worst time of year, put it that way. Just look after yourself and look after all your friends and look after all your family. I thank everyone for all their support throughout the years of support. You guys are absolutely awesome. I want to thank Eric for being the executive manager.
Oh, thanks, Dor. I thank you for having me once again and putting up with my sideways comments and my, the stuff that has nothing to do with Android apps that I seem to have to come here to talk to you about. You're like my counseling, man. It doesn't cost me $80 an hour laying on a leather sofa.
So it would bother you if it cost $80 an hour? Why is that?
I would not be there. I don't have $80 an hour to pay. This is.
So what do you think would happen then?
Then I would.
That's all counselors do, right? They just keep asking.
Is that how it works? I've never been there. I don't know. Yeah, I would probably be mumbling to myself, standing next to a hardware store, I'm guessing.
And is that bad?
No. Till people you know see you there mumbling.
Oh, so you care what other people think about you.
Yeah.
I think this stems from your father.
I care what he thinks about me, too. Well, I hope I agree with Dor. Take your time. Don't rush your driving to over the river and through the woods or anything like that. And watch for ice. And we will see you next week. And hey, if you want to watch live, it is Wednesdays this month. And we'll be here. Check it out. Podnuts.com/live. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.